Hello and welcome to the Almost Peaking podcast. I am Aubrey Galperin and I am joined today by my cousin, Faith Thomasula.
Hello.
Great introduction there, Faith. Really starting on a high note. Give me a background. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I don't know. There's nothing like interesting. I'm just like a high school junior.
As a junior in high school, what's the biggest stressor for you right now?
All my classes and all the work that I get for them.
Okay, what is your favorite thing?
My favorite thing is music.
To you, what would be a peak?
A peak? Just like being proud of myself would be a peak.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Like, I don't know. I never give myself credit for anything. So it's like when I perform, like, it's always like, people are always like, oh my God, it's so good. But like, I never give myself credit for like what I do. And not like, I'm never going to be like, I'm not the best, but like,
I think you're the best.
Like, I'm good. Like, I have to like learn how to accept the fact that I can sing and I'm talented. And like for me to be peaking would be to just like be fully proud of myself and acknowledge myself and give myself the credit I think I deserve, or I should deserve, but I don't think I deserve.
What's the most recent thing you performed?
Oh, the most recent thing I did was I sang with my boyfriend and we sang something from a Broadway show.
Okay, can you sing me the first line of that?
I don't need you to sell me on reasons to want you. I don't need you to search for the proof that I should.
There we go. Yeah, the ukulele string in the background. Okay, and you play some instruments too.
Yes.
You can tell me anything?
I play the clarinet. I used to play guitar. Now, like, I can, like, kind of, but not really. I play ukulele.
That's Faith fun. Is actually the one, fun fact, who just recorded that opening for the show that you hear at the beginning. So that's exciting for me that I'm able to tap into the talent of my younger cousin, who reminds me of when I used to have potential. it all went downhill high school, so get ready.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I hope that doesn't happen for what I want to do.
Let's just kind of talk through high points and low points so far this year. What was the best moment?
The best moment? Oh, no. There's, like, a lot of good moments. Like, and I don't know. Anytime, like, performing, like, when I do well in a performance, that's always a high moment in my life.
When did you realize you liked to perform?
I realized in 7th grade. I did the school musical, and I just realized, like, how much fun it was. Like, no matter, I don't care, like, what parts, like, I get in anything, just being a part of, like, the whole, like, group and like performing is awesome to me.
And you recently got put into a cool program. Want to talk a little bit about that?
Oh yeah. Okay, so in my school they have this thing called NISMA. So it's basically like you just perform a solo. It could either be like instrumental or vocal, and then you can do duets and stuff, but I did a vocal solo. And then since in 9th grade I got 100 on it, which is the highest you could get.
Okay, not too bad.
And then last year I got 100 as well. And then
so have you ever not been perfect?
Yeah, I was. I got like a 98 when I was in 8th grade.
Oh, yeah, so almost perfect. Okay.
Yeah, but then so because I got 100 2s in a row, I got accepted. And so there's like All County, which is like a chorus group, like which is just like if you get a high score, you get into it. Mm. And then for the high schoolers, it's called Area All-State. And then there's like the one where if you're like, I guess like the top, like top. It's All-State, and I got into All-State this year.
Congratulations. That's awesome. That's a really big deal.
Yeah, it's really rare.
What kind of advice would you have to somebody who is your age or older or younger, whatever, but wants to get involved in singing and music?
Just do it. Like, even if you're...
Like Nike.
Yes, exactly. Even if you're not good, like, just do it. In 7th grade, I could not sing at all. I was horrible. Like, I mean, like...
That's
I could,
like me right now.
Like, I could carry a tune, but I was so... One of the main reasons why I didn't do anything, like, in the big... Like, the first year of middle school was because I was just so scared. I was like, I suck compared to everyone.
How'd you get over that fear?
I don't know. I've always... I still have, like, a lot of, like, stage fright and, like, nervousness about not being as good as anyone else. But I've learned to just, like, push it away because, like, even... There's always going to be someone better than you. And you just have to be, like, confident in yourself. And if you're confident in yourself, and even if you don't give the best performance, hit all the notes perfectly. Like, if you're confident, that, like, compensates for that. Like, people will notice how confident you are and still enjoy your performance.
And, I'm one of those people, like, I've never had stage fright, but that's
Must be nice.
No, but I'm always curious, like, how do you overcome something like that? How do you deal with it when you're put in that situation? Because, obviously, music's something you're super passionate about. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things where, kind of, to share, you have to get over that fear.
Well, I've had a lot of experiences where I've not done so great because I get really nervous.
Like,
and
do you want
to? Well, a lot in middle school, like in the beginning of everything, I would sometimes just have like if I had problems with a friend or something, or like I knew something was going wrong and I had a performance, that would always like shake me so much. Like during like performances, I would be much more nervous than I would be if I didn't have anything. like going on with people, but then like sometimes it would just be like nerves because I hadn't performed in a long time. So I feel like the best thing for that is like to practice performing and like singing in front of people, because if you don't for a long time, it's so scary when you finally do again.
See, I relate to that because nothing to do with singing, but I'm used to not know how to smile, so I smile in front of the mirror a lot.
Oh my gosh.
Which is a weird...
I don't know how to smile.
No, it's one, you practice a lot, but it's one of those things like sometimes you got to practice on your own to be comfortable doing it in front of other people. Okay, so we've talked about your singing a little bit, all that, getting over the stage fright. I said high points and low points earlier. You said your high point. What's the low point? What do we got?
The low point for this year.
Or just kind of like your big fail, I guess, if you had one.
My big fail.
Where you were like, I'm almost peaking, and then it just...
Just like my grades. Like sometimes like I'm not like a bad student, but like especially last year I took two AP classes and I failed both the tests because like obviously it was my first year. I was in 10th grade, so I was like, okay, like I didn't expect to do well, but like I was just like, it sucked, but it's okay.
It's okay. Hey, we bounce back.
Exactly.
And you know, you have, it's so much of that is testing your ability to take a test.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go in knowing, like, whatever happens, you have the knowledge.
Yeah. I learned a lot, so I'm not that upset. But it sucked, yeah.
Now, something that's kind of interesting about you is you're somehow super... You're 16 now?
Mm-hmm.
And you're in, like, a long-term relationship.
Oh.
How does that happen at 16, first of all? And second of all, what do we got?
Okay. I don't know, first of all. I mean, I feel like there's, like, the few people that actually have successful relationships in high school, which is, like, so rare and weird.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. Like, I feel like why my relationship has worked out is because the person I'm with now, we've been really close since I was in 8th grade and he was in 7th grade. And we'd always been, like, best friends.
So the younger, you're going for a younger guy here.
No, we were, when
you're cougaring.
We were,
okay.
No, oh my gosh, stop. So, but we were really close and we were like really good friends and like always together and hanging out. So I feel like the feelings just developed like naturally. So like, I feel like even if we haven't been dating right now, we would have still been as close as we are just without the relationship.
And so. You guys do a lot of like performance stuff together. It
yeah.
looks like, how does that play a role? Does it not play a role?
Or? Yeah, it definitely does. Like it's definitely, if he didn't do like any performing things, like participate in plays in school or like any chorus things that I was in, I think it would definitely be way harder to maintain the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But because I'm always with him like all the time, it's easier. But also sometimes I just want to like murder him because I'm with him every single day. But it helps with like not like with just being able to see him and being able to build our relationship and spend more time together.
That's cute. Oh god, I remember being in high school. Okay, so I'm gonna put you on the spot now.
Oh gosh.
Because I asked you to do a riff on the ukulele earlier, and you just came up with one, like, out of nowhere.
Oh, I knew that one.
You knew that
one? I already had it.
Okay, well, you have that riff. Do you want to play it one time just so we can hear it through? Just, like, okay. Play the first couple notes of it.
Like, just, like, once?
Yeah, just play it once.
Okay. That was bad.
Okay.
Okay.
Now I'm going to give you a challenge on top of that.
Oh, gosh, I'm not going to be able to do it.
Okay, so I need you to perform a song.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm going to say words at you that you have to incorporate into it.
Okay.
Can we do this?
I can try it.
Okay. Ready?
Okay.
One, two, three,
oh, God.
Four. iPhones.
iPhones. iPhones.
Are you just gonna say the word?
Well, you just said to say iPhone.
No, you gotta like mix. Oh. You gotta like sing about it.
Oh, as sing
you
go about
through.
It.
Yeah,
I thought
yeah,
you
okay.
meant like you're gonna give me words one at a time, like to. Okay.
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 I'm like looking at objects around the room
I'm
to
sorry,
try to get ideas.
I understand.
Okay. iPhones.
iPhones are cool. I have an iPhone SE. It's kind of crap, but that's okay.
Clocks.
Clocks. They tell the time. The time is great. Yeah.
Constellations.
Constellations are pretty and nice and in the sky. Yeah.
Fans.
Fans keep you cool when it's hot out. Yeah, I can't.
Okay,
I'm overwhelmed.
That was good. Okay, we're going to breathe in and
yes.
breathe out. That was our practice round.
I promise I'm better than that.
Yeah, she's better in real life. That's what my Tinder bio used to
oh
say,
my God.
Too. So
when
inhale.
I'm not on the spot, I'm fine.
Inhale, ready, exhale. We're going to do a real one now.
Oh, gosh. I don't think I can.
Okay. I'm going to name people you know.
Okay.
But, like, people in our family.
Okay.
So you're going to have to kind of improvise. You can
okay.
do it?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to start with Grace.
Okay.
Who's her little sister?
Grace is my sister, and she's really fluffy and likes to bark, and she smells like feet.
Grandma.
Grandma. She's great. She's awesome. Let me think. Hold on. She helps me improve my Spanish because I can't take it this year.
New person. Sandy, your mom.
Oh, my mom. She's awesome. She's taught me to be a feminist. It's great, yeah.
The spoken word part really came in this song.
It was deep. It was deep.
It was deep, okay.
Yeah, I love her. I have to think of things about her. She helps me do my English papers and literally writes every single one.
Yep. Okay, so Faith is cheating. That's where we're coming up.
Who's next?
Your dad.
My dad's a big part of why music's in my life. He bought me this ukulele and he introduced me to music. Yeah, didn't rhyme, but it worked.
Okay, and last one, it's me. Do one about Aubrey, me, your cousin.
Aubrey is beautiful. And I like that I'm on her podcast. She's awesome, and I wish I was as smart as her, but I'm not, and that's okay.
Okay, now keep going. Okay, so now I keep playing your riff. Okay. I want you to give us a little, like, song about this podcast that you're on right now.
Okay.
It's called Almost Peaking.
Okay.
Okay.
Almost Peaking. That's kind of how I feel like I am right now. Did that make sense?
Yeah.
Almost Peaking. It's awesome, and I'm definitely gonna listen to it now. Thank you for asking me. That sucked to be a part of your podcast. I love you a lot, and I hate being put on this spot. Yeah.
Ooh, that was good. Okay, like, ooh. Round of applause.
Thank you. That gave me anxiety.
Okay, Faith, now tell me about a time you were almost peaking.
So it was Halloween, Halloween weekend, ha ha ha. That's so cringy. But
it is very cringy.
It is. So I was telling my mom, because my neighbor, he literally lives right next door. I was like, Mom, I want to go to his party. Like, I have never gone to a party before. First experience, you know, first time. So my friend came over, and then we showed up an hour late because we were like, it started at 8. We showed up at 9. We were like, it'll probably.
Okay, that's still pretty early.
It'll probably go.
I never went to high school parties, so I literally don't know.
We were like, well, he typically told us that they go till like 12 or whatever, so we weren't worried. We were
okay,
like,
usually okay. I leave my apartment at 12 to go out, so.
So, but he told us that we should have like a good, like, we should have a long time there, and then we were like, okay, whatever. So we showed up, and we went in the house, and everything was fine, like, we were partying, doing party things. And then literally like an hour in, the cops got called to this party. And I felt like it was going to happen because there was a lot of people. But like what happened after was I didn't expect. So me and my friend ran out of the back because we were like, this is not happening right now. And then these two girls who we didn't know, but like they were like, can we come into your house? And I was like, of course, because I'm not just going to let them like stand there. Like there were only two girls.
It was also
like,
cold out too.
Yeah, I was like, what could happen? Like two people, it's fine. So then me, my friend, and these two other girls start walking into my house. And then, like, 10 seconds after that, the entire party starts coming into my house. Like, everybody.
And you weren't home alone this night.
No. My whole family was home. My dog was in her crate. My mom and dad were like, what the heck is going on? My sister was crying because she thought I was getting arrested. And so there was, like, 35 kids, and I knew, like, nobody except for my friend. And they were all just standing in my house, and they were all, like, just under the influence of things. And then I was like, guys, can we like close the door because I don't want the cop to come in? And the cop literally just was at the door. He was like, I'm here. And he put the flashlight in the room and was flashing it. And he's like, I need to speak to a parent. So my dad went up and he's like, what's the problem, sir? And he's like, these kids need to go home. And then my dad was all like, okay, we have it under control. Good night. And yeah.
That's just the idea of, like, these high school kids wandering over.
I know. They were just, like, trailing into
it
my
sounds
house.
Like, have you ever watched the show Big Mouth?
Yeah. Yes.
It sounds like something out of the show
that
Big
does
Mouth.
Sound like something
you know,
that
like,
would
where
happen.
They, like, episode, I think it's episode 2, where they're wandering off the bus
yes,
and walking
yes.
around.
Yes.
And they're like, get back on the bus. Uh-huh. We're on the highway.
Yes.
Like, that's what I imagine people doing.
I can see. It was kind of like that.
Are you, so you're a big Big Mouth fan
yes,
then, too?
I watched the whole thing.
I've watched season 2, like, 5 times
it's
now.
Amazing.
I like to, like, get all my friends get into it because then I can watch it again. Like, when someone's like, oh, I haven't seen it, I'm like, an excuse to rewatch
it's
the
so
whole
good.
Show.
It's so good.
Who's your favorite character?
Oh my gosh, I love all of them. My favorite? I just like the hormone monsters that we
really?
Bought. Yes, they were funny.
Well, okay. So I took a BuzzFeed quiz mm-hmm. And I know it's legit because everyone I know has gotten a different answer. Mm-hmm. And I'm most like Jessie.
I can see that.
Which I think fits.
No, yeah, I think that fits.
So she's naturally my favorite, but I'm a big Andrew fan as well.
I really like Andrew, yeah.
It's a good show. It's one of those things, too, where I'm like, I wish this had come out when I was, like, in fifth grade.
Yeah.
Because it would have explained
things. It's so relevant.
It's so much more, like, blunt. Like, I would have rather heard all this stuff, like, mm-hmm. in my face and been like, here you go, than, like, tiptoeing around things.
Yeah. No, yeah. This show's, like, really, it's educational but funny. Like, it actually will exactly. help people learn.
Especially, you know, when there's schools that don't teach, you know, sex ed or anything.
Yeah, my school doesn't teach anything.
Do they not?
Yeah, no, not really.
You didn't get that, like, in middle school
like,
or anything?
Like, we had a health class, but, like, we didn't really talk much about anything. Like,
interesting. We had I was very fortunate. Oh, there's a motorcycle going by, I think. I don't know if you can hear the vroom vroom in the back. No, my school was very intense about that. My middle school, we had health every single year for a trimester, so, like, a third of the year. And it was, like, this in-depth, like, we spent a long time on this kind of stuff. We also had a lot of teen pregnancies at my school.
Oh, gosh. I don't remember, like, how, like, in-depth we went. All I know is that I'm pretty sure it wasn't a lot because I knew, like, everything from my mom who talked to me about
it. See, okay, that's the thing. I'm very jealous of your relationship with your mom.
Really?
Because I'm wondering also from your perspective, what's it like to have a mom that's, like, so open and, like, you can talk to about literally anything? I love my Aunt Sandy, by the way.
It's fine. It's fun. It's good because, like, you don't have to wonder. Like, you can always talk to her. And even if she doesn't know something, like, she'll get herself educated on it to tell you, you know.
She's a sweetheart. I love your mom very much.
She should be on your podcast.
She should, you know. Sandy, come on sometime.
Oh, my God. Talk about her writing.
I was going to say. So she also, your mom came out with a book.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about that. Tell me what that's like being the daughter of a mom who writes gay romance novels.
Well, you see, it's stressful. When she gets into writing and, like, she's in the office and, like, you even have to, like, say, like, oh, the house is burning down. Like, she would be, like, go away. Like, I'm writing. Like, she would literally not move.
Really?
Yes. She's literally gets so stressed and it's so funny. And you can't talk to her for, like, until she's done. Yeah, it's a lot. It's cool, though. I'm very proud of her.
And she has one book out. She's working on the second one right now. What was it like when that first book came out? Did you tell all your friends about it? Did you keep it on the DL?
I told, like, some of my friends, like, my friends who are, like, close to me and my family, like, they know that my mom writes and stuff, and we, like, went, me and my mom and my sister, we went to, like, this youth pride parade in the city,
mm-hmm.
and then she, like, left, like, all these, like, little, like, bookmarks from her book, like,
that's
everywhere,
cute.
And it was nice. Like, I thought it was, like, I was really excited for her because she was so happy that she, like, published a book. But
yeah, no, I have... Awesome. A Kindle version. I have the Kindle version she gave me, and I have a print version.
That's awesome.
So I'm a big fan of her work.
That's good.
What does success look like for you? So your mom put out her book. That was a really big thing for her. But for you, like, how would you know? What's your goal?
My goal is just to, well, graduating college would be
okay,
a
that's
big
a,
success.
Yeah.
I'm planning on
Let me
it.
Tell you, that's a good thing to
yeah.
do.
And then just, like, I think for success for me would be performing, like, often in, like, different places and, like, just doing what I love more frequently than not. That would be success to me.
Do you want to stay in New York and do that, or do you want to travel? What's the
I don't know either. I really want to visit new places, like, especially because, like, opera, like, Italy, like, Italian singing and
Italian
all that kind of
singing
stuff.
Opera those, is just Italian
no,
singing
like, just an example, like, there's Italian operas and, like, visiting Italy and, like, seeing the culture and everything.
Do you,
like,
speak another language?
I speak a little Spanish, but not
so
not
you're
a
not
lot.
Ready for Italy.
Oh no, definitely not.
What's it like, you sing in Italian sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Or Latin, I guess, with opera. What's it like singing in a language you don't know?
It's frustrating because uh-huh. I want to understand what I'm singing, and not that I can't, like, after I look up, like, what the songs are about, I can understand, but I just want to, like, know 100% like what I'm singing about because it frustrates me.
What's the process when you approach a new opera song?
Well, first of all, normally I would focus on, like, rhythms and notes before I focus on adding the words to it because the rhythms and the notes are most important.
So do you, like, hum along to it or
yeah, like, I'll sing
it
on la or da with my, like, singing uh-huh. teacher, and then we'll do stuff like that, and then we'll slowly add the words on to it because she wants me to have the piece down solid so that adding the words isn't such, like, a big deal.
Because
mm-hmm. once you get the rhythms down, it's fine. Sorry to cut you off.
No. Oh my gosh, no apologies. I'm very, my new thing is not saying sorry, because I had a teacher in one of my Women in Politics classes when I was in college that told me the more times you say sorry, the less impactful it is when you actually mean it.
Mm.
And so you should never say sorry unless you're actually apologizing for something that warrants a sorry. So I used to say sorry before I asked a question. Like, whenever there was a guest in class, I would be like, oh, sorry, I just have one more question. Which also, that's my I'll give you some life advice now. You didn't ask for it, but I love to give advice. My number one thing in classes, especially because you're not ready to go to college yet. You've got another year and like a half. But when you go to college, always ask questions whenever there's a guest or whenever you're just in class, even if you're the obnoxious person, always asking questions, because a guest speaker is not going to remember you if you're just sitting there. Mm-hmm. And I've had so many opportunities in life through like guest speakers that have come and spoke to my classes because I've like asked a question when they were up there and then said thank you afterwards. Like, it's that simple, and they give you a business card and you get an internship.
That's awesome.
So like, that's something, never apologize for asking a question. That's my big thing. And when I went to journalism, I was like, I should be able to ask questions. If I'm a journalism major, if I want to, you know, interview people and report on things, I should be able to ask a question to a guest after I hear them speak for an hour. So ask questions.
I will.
That was my life advice for you. That's all I had.
I'll take it with me.
I know your schedule kind of revolves a lot around performances you're doing and concerts mm-hmm. you have. What's something you're looking forward to doing? Your next big thing?
Well, I'm in IB Music. That's the music class that I take right now. And next week I have a performance for it. Like, it's part of my grade, so I have that.
What's that like, doing something like music, something you care about for a grade?
It's scary because, I don't know, I would like it a lot more if, like, you could, perform it in front, like, just alone. Like, just see how you, like, can sing, like, what you're singing, you know what I mean? Like, how well you know it.
Yeah.
But, like, obviously we have to perform it in front of people, and that's just so stressful. So, like, I just get scared that because I'm nervous, I'm not gonna get, like, the grade that, like, I could get. But, like, obviously, like, if you want to perform, that's what you have to do, so.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, and then, question for you. Mm-hmm. So you're not a millennial. I'm not a millennial either. We're the generation after that, which apparently isn't named yet. I had a long discussion with someone about this. I thought it was Generation X. It's not. Generation X came before millennials. You're nodding your head like you understand what I'm saying. This makes no sense to you.
No, I know
it's
what
okay.
you're saying. I get what you're saying.
But you had an interesting childhood compared to like millennials.
You.
Oh my gosh, not like that. But in the way that you kind of did a lot of things. A lot of your childhood was recorded and posted to mm-hmm. YouTube. In particular, you made your own YouTube videos for a little while there. I'm not going to bring those up, as you would not bring up mine. However, I'm curious to know if you think that kind of exposure to being on camera or performing, if you will, impacted your life today, or like how you perform now, or that feeling.
I'd say that, like, the feeling of, like, wanting people to know, like, what you're passionate about and what you care about definitely was, like, now the way I feel that way. Like, that mm-hmm. started when I started making videos. Because, like, I only made YouTube videos for, like, a year or whatever.
Yeah.
And I only posted a few of them. But just,
oh,
like,
let
the
me know
process,
I've seen
the process of making them and, like, creating something that you care about so much and knowing, like, even if one person sees it like that, like, it's so important to you and that you're getting someone to see it is, like, so powerful. Like, and that's how I feel like now, like, singing, like, getting, like, people who I may not even, like, care about to hear me sing and do what I love, like, that's so, like, important to me, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, yeah, it did.
Do you have, like, an ideal audience member when you perform?
The Wall.
That's a Pink Floyd album, but yeah.
Oh my god.
Okay, now I'm also kind of curious, what went through your head? You were, what, like, 7 or 8 when you made your YouTube channel?
Yeah, I don't even remember.
Like, what, like, how does that...
Because, I don't know, like, YouTube was, like, such, like, a thing. Like, it started, like, growing, like, when I was, mm-hmm. like, in the end of elementary school. So I was like, oh my god, I want to be, like, a beauty guru. And I was like, let me do my makeup, let me clean my room, and try and ugly outfits that I thought were cute. And, yeah,
Mickey Mouse swag.
Yes.
That was, like, her catchphrase in one video.
Yeah. I just thought that, like, I was going to, like, make money.
Really?
Yeah.
My favorite thing was she has a video of her reviewing lip balms.
Yes.
In the most, like, this is the makeup I was able to get my hands on as a 6-year-old kind of move.
Yeah.
Something that I think is really interesting is you don't have a Facebook.
I don't.
I'm curious, what is, like, social media like for you in your generation? Because it's different than for how I use it, even though we're so close in age.
I know what you mean. I feel like a lot, like you use Twitter, I feel like you do.
I've started using Twitter more. Yeah. I've realized I also increase my Twitter use when I feel sad and lonely because then I have an outlet. Otherwise, I say it to people.
I feel like for people around my age, that's more like Snapchat. Like, you sub people
I don't
on
like
your
Snapchat.
Stories and you're like, OMG, I hate people, rolling eyes emoji, and then like everyone sees it.
I don't get the appeal of Snapchat.
Yeah, I mean, like, I only like it because, like, I like to, like, be stupid and send ugly faces to people. So that's, like, my use of
it. I mean, that's you all the time anyway. Exactly. Yeah.
And, like, Instagram, like, your Finstas are also, like, the outlet for, like, being, like, I hate everything right now.
So I have a Finsta. I'm familiar with it. For people who aren't, what's the difference between a Finsta and a Rinsta?
Well, for me, I'm kind of just real on both. So, like, your Rinsta, Rinsta would be, like, your real Instagram where you post, like, all, like, the curated photos of your life and, like, edited things and, like, things you're proud of. Like, well, I put more things I'm proud of on that. And then, like, your Finsta is, like, for closer friends, closer people to you where you just, like, rant about your life and, like, talk about all the tea.
All the tea.
All the tea.
See, that's a phrase that I didn't realize was a thing for a very long time. I was so confused. I recently learned Stan.
Oh, Stan.
Which I still don't understand.
I don't use it.
What's... Okay, you're young.
You say you don't understand.
Ha, ha, ha. Oh, God, we got so many jokes on this podcast. What's some slang that I should know if I want to be hip with young people again?
Well, you know T.
I know T.
Like, I'm dead.
Okay, well, I'm dead's not slang. Well, that's just, okay, like, that's true. Been around for a while. I was big on Tumblr, so I know the old slang.
Oh, gosh, oh, gosh. Okay. I don't know. I don't really use slang. Like what would, like, what do you...
If I was, like, mad at someone, what would I...
Everyone in my school says, I'm big mad right now.
Big mad?
Yeah, like, so mad. Like, big mad.
Okay, I can do that.
I don't know
why. I'm big mad
though.
At you. I don't like you. That. That's so grammatically incorrect.
You used to say, so fetch. That you used to say that.
I did not say
that. You did. You said it so much.
We're going to pretend I didn't say okay. that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really use slang. Like, I use, like, some things, but, like, I don't know. The only things I say is T, big mad. But, like, I say it to be funny. I say it to be annoying, you know?
You say it ironically, then it stops being ironic.
Yeah. Like an ASMR podcast.
I don't know what ASMR is.
You don't?
No, explain this to me.
So, like, have you ever seen slime videos?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's, like, that.
I watched those for, like, an hour this morning.
You have, like, the microphone, like, picks up all the little noises.
I do not like that. Why would I do that?
I love that. Like, some people do it with, like,
eating. You just listen to the noises?
Yeah, some people do it with, like, eating and, like, crackling things and, like, soap, like, cutting soap.
Okay, here's my thing. I tweeted this the other day. Those, like, oddly satisfying videos are so wasteful. You take a nice bar of soap and you cut it like into little pieces and you can't use it. I was like, this is...
What if they melt it and reuse it and make it into a new one?
I don't think they're gonna do that.
Well, some people might.
But, like, I watched someone, like, cut up, like, a foam toy today and I was like, the heck? That was a toy.
I agree. So, everyone's wasteful.
Exactly. Guys, stop. It's zero waste. Come on, 2018, let's get that waste cut down.
Exactly. Especially in times like this.
Exactly. Okay, I also wish I was better about that, though.
Yeah, me
that
too.
Is something I do definitely throw things out that I should recycle occasionally. I'm really bad about not wanting to rinse out my cat food containers and throwing those out.
Rinsing your cat.
Oh, no. Oh, I would not rinse my cats. Actually, they do like water. They're very weird.
That's weird.
You have a dog.
I do have a dog.
What is that like?
It's amazing. Her name's Noodle.
She sang about her earlier.
I did, horribly. She's fluffy and white, as I also did say earlier. She's a golden retriever. The beginning of getting her, since she was my first dog, was a lot to handle. It was very stressful.
Your family hadn't ever had a dog that.
Like, my dad has had dogs, like, in his life, but my mom isn't the biggest dog person, so the amount of, like, drama that getting a dog had caused in the beginning was a lot. Also, just, like, the responsibility. It's like having a child, like, for the first...
Oh, no, I'm aware. Yeah, I have cats, like, and they're my children at this point.
For the first, like, few months, especially for puppies, because they need, like, everything to be done for them.
Yeah.
It's, like, really rough, but as, like, once she got past, like, 6 months, 5 months, she was fine. Like,
she is so sweet now. She's a good girl.
Now she's, like, she's a good girl. She, like, behaves. She's not annoying. She doesn't peer poop anywhere. Like, she's so...
Was she doing that in the beginning?
Yeah, she's so easy to handle now, but, like, she wasn't potty trained for, like, only... It didn't take that long for her to get potty trained, but... It was just, like, so stressful because you didn't know what your child wanted because you can't speak to dogs.
That's how you were when you were a baby, too.
Yeah, so you're always just like, oh, my God, like, is the dog going to be okay? Like, you're scared that you're just going to, like, dog's going to drop dead. Like, that was me. I was so scared. I was like, what if I can't do this and she just dies?
So, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Because as demonstrated by this long-term relationship you and our boy Nick have had, I need some advice. What is your relationship advice for me?
My relationship advice to you... is okay, so it's hard, and my advice is, if you really care about someone, and no matter how bad things can get, like, I feel like if you really are meant to be with someone and you really, they love you and you love them back, like, you guys are gonna get through it. Like,
aw, to be 16
again, even though I'm only like 2 years old, me and like Nick have had like drama. And, like, it was rough.
It's because you do drama.
Yeah. No, he does, too.
I know.
Ha, ha, ha. And, like, we broke up for, like, a little.
Really?
And it was rough. I didn't know that. But, like, it was, I feel like it's just, like, you have to get used, because, okay, you know how in the beginning of, like, a relationship and, like, love, it's, like, still, like, lovey-dovey, like, everything's
happy.
That's
where Jake and I are at right now.
Everything's
happy.
Get
ready for it to end, babe.
The first, like, few months. And then the change, the period of change where it just, like, becomes normal was really hard for me to deal with. Like, I don't know if that makes sense.
No, I know exactly, because it's, like, that thing where you, everything's great, and you're like, this is normal.
Exactly.
Because it gets in your, like, it's a couple months at least mm-hmm. that you're in that phase of
exactly.
sunshine and rainbows, mm-hmm. and then you're like, oh, this is getting annoying, but you want it to be sunshine and rainbows, like, but you can't keep it
exactly,
that way.
Exactly. You know you love the person. You're like, I love them, and I want to be with them, but it just feels so weird. Like, it's not the same. And I was just like...
And you wonder, like, is this something controllable?
That was happening. Yeah. And then, like, I was, like, confused. I was like, do I even, like, have feelings anymore? Like, what's going on? And that was happening
you're
to
emotionless.
Him, too. Yeah, I felt emotionless. It was the worst feeling ever. I was like, I don't feel anything, but, like, I do, but I don't. And it was so confusing. So, I don't know. I just feel like once you get past that, and you learn how to, like, that it's okay to just feel normal. Then you're like, fine. And then you can just be normal together, but still weird.
You guys are weird.
Yeah.
You're very weird.
I'm weird.
I'm weird, too. Yeah. We're all weird.
But my advice is just to work through problems. It's to work, yes. But to work through problems and make it work.
You can do it. Well, that is all the time we have for today. I'm so, so happy that I was able to have you join me today. This is Faith Thomasula. Do you have any profiles you want to plug?
Follow my Instagram, Faith James with a Y. Also, don't remember that ukulele thing I played before. Please don't. Just forget it. Erase it.
Share it. Tell all your friends.
No, please erase it from your mind. I'm embarrassed.
Thank you so much for listening to Almost Peaking today. I'm Aubrey Gelper, and again, you can follow me on any social media at Aubrey Violetta, and stay tuned for our next episode. Almost Peeing. The podcast with Aubrey. I really have to go, but I can't. There's a lot.